Aircheckdownloads.com.
Yes, CeeLo Green in the sunshine. Whatever you're doing this weekend, whatever decisions you have to make today, imagine how they might change or be magnified for the better if you felt twice as strong or twice as confident, and just make that decision anyhow. Why don't you do that? Because often, you know, making those decisions can lead to the kind of confidence and the strength and the sort of inner stability and security that you then need. Because Tony Robbins says a lot. He talks about the six human needs. Mira, can you just check out what his six, because they're really good, actually, but the top two always, not always, but usually end up being number one, variety, the spice of life. Number two, security. Yeah, but if you don't have security, he frames it as certainty, then that becomes the number one priority. But once you have certainty underlying everything else, then all the joy comes in first. It's really interesting. But if you don't feel you have the certainty and the security, act like you do, and then maybe it will lead to that. It's not so much fake it till you make it, but it's probably there somewhere. I mean, that's the thing. 17 minutes to 9 there. Team are on fire this morning. Everybody's in an amazing mood. You know, we thought it was a good Friday last week going into the finals of the Wimbledon. You know, the second weekend of Wimbledon. But today you got the second day of the 150th Open Championship up there in St Andrews. It's already unmissable viewing, even if you don't like golf necessarily. And you got the four nations, the four home nations, touring the Southern Hemisphere in the rugby. And then you got the final deciding ODI, the one-day international against India, England versus India. We never thought it would go to a decider. And we never thought the rugby would go to a decider. Did we, Vassos?
No, certainly not after the first weekend of the rugby, when all four home nations touring the Southern Hemisphere lost, and then all four home nations touring the Southern Hemisphere won last weekend, which means the decider, so New Zealand, who play Ireland at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Australia, England at 11, South Africa, Wales at 4, and Argentina, Scotland at 8 o'clock. So they're really exciting, and we've got a World Cup coming up, so they sort of matter as well, these deciding test matches. The one-day international, the cricket you mentioned, that's on Sunday, Sky Sports Cricket, 10:30. England were terrible in the first one and India were ace. India were terrible in the second one and England were ace. I bet they're both ace on Sunday at Old Trafford. And who's going to be the most ace?
By the
will
way,
win the series.
How hot is it going to be at Old Trafford?
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic. And as you mentioned, the golf, Rory McIlroy. Rory's going to win. Rory's
going to
win. Since 1939,
yes,
I've got this little stat up my sleeve, and you know how we love a stat, us Sporto people.
Oh, wait, nice sleeve.
Since 1939, the winner of the Open has been within three shots of the lead after the first round. Rory's within two.
You also thought Tom Tugendhat was going to win the leadership race.
Might.
Well, here's the thing. I said he would. And I said, you know, it's part of this bus. The race is done. It's all over before it started. Tom Tugendhat is going to be the next Tory leader. And I said that because Vassos, off the air, he says he knows Tom Tugendhat very well. You know, I think they lived together or were in a band together for ages. And you were in the army together, weren't you, for a while as well?
He lived with my friend Jockey
all
for 2 years.
All that was going on. And I said, look, I need a score. I need a score on the radio. We need a skinny. We need an inside skinny. We need a scoop. It's been a while. We need to give something that no other radio show can give. And he said, Chris, just say Tom Tugendhat's going to win the Tory leadership race because it's a foregone conclusion because I know stuff. And I believed him. So I banged on about it for the first couple of days. It's not going to happen, I don't think. How are we with that, Rachel? I think it's very exciting.
Well, we had the second round of voting yesterday and Suella Braverman was knocked out. So we're left with our five candidates, Rishi Sunak, Penny Mordaunt, Liz Truss. They're currently in first, second and third place. Also, we still have Kemi Badenoch in and Tom Tugendhat, but he had the fewest votes. He had 32. Next round of voting is a Monday, and it's thought that unless something major happens over the weekend, he will be voted out.
It's a funny old format, isn't it? I mean, why not vote again today? They're on a roll, aren't they? It's like Anton Deck saying in the jungle, not tonight. Nobody's going out tonight. We're going to leave for a couple
of days. Take a breather.
Yeah, because
there's a televised debate tonight.
Oh, I see.
And again on Sunday.
I see.
Then the next round of voting on Monday. Then another debate Tuesday. And they'll keep whittling it down until there's just two of them, but then the final vote won't be until the 5th of, well, it'll happen over the summer because it'll be a postal ballot
right
between all the members. members of the Conservative Party across the country.
Okay, that's also interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, maybe they're holding off the next round of voting until after the televised debates. But it's only for 300 odd people.
Yes.
We can't vote.
No.
So the televised debates, you know, if it were down to the final two, then they'd be more useful, but still only for 200,000 people out of 60 odd million people, because that's for the Tory membership.
Yeah.
So they're televising debates for a race in which only 300 and odd people can vote.
Correct.
Now, one of the things that's been said, one of the criticisms that's been offered up, suggested, is that, you know, maybe they're out of touch, you know, with the public. And now they are televising debates for themselves on national television.
They could just do it in Parliament.
Well, no, they could hire a hall.
Yeah.
And they could just all go. And
they've got a hall. They've got Parliament. Just use that.
Don't get me started.
Village
halls have the big hall and the little. They could do with the little hall.
Palace of Westminster and the £3.9 billion renovation for a building that we can't go into and is basically just offices. Don't get it.
Well. Aircheckdownloads.com.